This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've covered Apple's WWDC and Google's I/O, so it's time to talk about Microsoft Build. The Tech Giants Developers Conference kicks off on Wednesday. It'll be a chance for the company to get app makers and others excited about making new software. So far, the buzz is that properties from video game platform Xbox to online office service Windows 365 will get updates. The company is holding the conference in San Francisco for the first time since 1997. And that choice of venue is surely not an accident. Pete Paschal is tech editor for Mashable. He says the company's conference has two different audiences in mind.
There's the startups that may want to join the platform and develop Windows 8 apps or Windows Phone apps, potentially make some money off those platforms. And then there's the business side of it. There's the corporations who want to come and basically get the lowdown on Microsoft's enterprise-facing software. And how are they going to integrate with some of Microsoft's bigger services? Are there new services? And what new features do their IT managers have to prepare for?
With the focus on startups and businesses, which Microsoft offerings will likely get top billing?
Windows 8.1 is the first big update to Windows 8. They're also going to probably show the very first Windows 8 tablets that are in a smaller form factor, the 7 or 8-inch tablets. There's a whole market that's exploded in the last couple of years that Microsoft has basically missed the boat on. Windows 8.1 delivers support for those size devices, and we'll probably see the very first ones there at Microsoft Build.
Pete Paschal of the website Mashable.